RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents the Bill Harris Alice Faye Show. Enjoyment here is the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, transcribed, written by Jack Douglas and Marvin Fisher, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, the orchestra under the direction of Skip Martin, and yours truly, Bill Foreman. First, a word from RCA Victor. The greatest orchestra can sound like this if a tube in your radio is weak or worn out. The most accomplished singer can sound like this if a tube in your radio is weak or worn out. The most brilliant instrumentalist can sound like this if a tube in your radio is weak or worn out. Distortion, fluctuating volume, hum. If your radio has any of these common symptoms, the trouble may be no more than a weak or worn-out tube. So let your local service technician give your radio a complete checkup. If he finds your radio tubes are at fault, he'll be glad to install new RCA radio tubes. Most experts will tell you that RCA radio tubes are the finest you can buy. They're better made, yet they cost no more than ordinary tubes. Remember, the performance of your radio depends a lot on the quality of the tubes inside it. So always ask for RCA radio tubes in the familiar red, white, and black cartons. And now the stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Phil Harris. All great feats of history have been accomplished by men of courage and daring. And as our story opens today, we are privileged to witness one of these rare displays of bravery that is above and beyond the call of duty.
Okay, Elliot, looks like we're ready. Let's check our equipment.
Okay. Pressurized suit.
Pressurized suit.
Spiked shoes.
Spiked shoes.
Hot buttered cocoa.
Hot buttered...
cocoa.
Hot buttered cocoa.
Crash helmet.
Crash helmet.
First aid kit.
First aid kit.
That's it, Curly.
Okay. Now take the safety rope that I've got tied around my waist and tie it around yours.
Roger. You know, Curly, I can't help feeling that we're overdoing this just to put up a television aerial.
I don't like to take no chances. The other time when we were up on the roof, it was a good thing we were tied together when we slipped.
Yeah, but what an ordeal. You were hanging over the front yard and I was dangling over the backyard.
Yeah, how long did we hang there?
All I know is that I missed two unemployment checks.
What are you complaining about? I was hanging upside down.
Well, come on, Curly. We got to get on the roof. You go first. Go on up the ladder.
Okay, I'm going. Take it easy. I'm going.
Well, keep moving.
Wait a minute. Stop shoving. There. Now I feel better.
How do you like that? He's only on the third rung and he has to have oxygen.
Man, it's really high up on this roof.
Yeah. That's quite a view.
Yeah. I could see right down the street into Roy Rogers' backyard. Must be wash day. Hey, Elliot, hand me them binoculars. I want to see something.
Here you are.
Thanks. Well, wait till I tell Gene Autry about this.
What do you mean?
Roy Rogers wears Hopalong Cassidy's shorts. Well, okay, Elliot, let's get busy. Now, we got to get this TV aerial anchored down.
Hey, I was just watching that pigeon, Curly. Look at him. He keeps walking toward you.
Yeah. How about that? Hip pigeon. Hip pigeon.
Hey, how do you like that, Elliot?
Hey, wait a minute.
Hmm?
He's got one of them little tubes tied to his legs. Elliot, this pigeon's carrying a message.
Hold still, Bertie. Hold still now while I get it out.
What's the message say?
It says, help! They're closing in on me. Help!
Gee, who's it from?
General Custer.
I thought that pigeon was a little gray around the temples.
Yeah, I was wondering why he was flying with a limp. Well, that's his problem. Elliot, hand me that wrench.
Hey, Curly, why are you putting up this new television aerial? Don't your set work anymore?
Oh, I forgot to tell you, Elliot. I set away for a new television set. I thought I should have a more modern set.
Oh, that's too bad. I was just getting used to that 3-inch screen.
Well, it was only 3 inches wide, but it was 24 inches tall. You just had to get used to it. It was like watching a movie through the slats of a chicken coop.
Used to be a lot of fun on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Watching the north end of Jackie Gleason. You know, for a long time, I thought it was the south end of Groucho Marx.
Yeah, good. Yeah, look. I got to get all those bolts tightened. There. That's it. Now, that'll hold this aerial up for a long time.
Have you got the new set all ready to hook up, Curly?
No, but I got a notice from the post office that it arrived. Let's go pick it up.
All righty. Gee, Curly, I don't understand why they should send you a television set by parcel post.
Elliot, will you let them run their own business? Hey, this is the window we want right here.
Hello. Well, what can I do for you? You big, blue-eyed, handsome brute. Special delivery stamps, airmail, envelope. What can I do for you?
Just slap me with your wet sponge. Say, I haven't seen you in here before.
Well, you have to start someplace. Someday I hope to have a post office of my own.
You know, Curly, she's got the foundation for it.
Please, will you? Say, miss, you're quite an improvement for the post office department. Have you been in Hollywood long?
Oh, only a few days. But I like everything about Hollywood. It's so glamorous.
I know the town pretty well. I could show you around some night. How about a date?
Are you a movie star?
No.
Are you a producer?
No.
Are you a director?
No.
Next window, please.
Look, miss, I got a notice in the mail that there was something here for me. Is there something here for me?
Are you a movie star?
Look, miss. All I know is I got a notice in the mail.
You want to see our Mr. Jensen. He's in charge of that department. Mr. Jensen, will you take care of this gentleman?
Mr. Jensen, my name is Harris, and I have post office box number 824.
Oh, you have, I've been waiting to meet you, Mr. Harris.
Meet me? Why?
Well, normal people belong to things like the Book of the Month Club or the Fruit of the Month Club. Your box is full of candied yams and hominy grits. Also, two buckets of Aunt Hattie's hog fat.
Now, just a minute, Yankee. Don't knock Aunt Hattie's hog fat. She melts her own hogs. And it ain't easy to hold a stubborn hog in a hot skillet.
If something else came the other day. Here it is right here. What do you call this slop?
That is Dad's old-fashioned buzzard tallow. I wouldn't put in a California winter without it. It's good for chest colds, chilblains, it cures warts quicker than a dead cat, and it's delicious on mashed potatoes. Look, buddy, that ain't what I came in here for. Now, is there something else that arrived here for me?
Yes, there is. We set a trap, but we haven't caught it yet.
Look, mister, I happen to know that I have a shipment here.
Oh, yes, I remember it now. It's an assemble-it-yourself television set with instructions for assembly.
Assemble it yourself?
That's what it says. Here you are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 manila envelopes. These are the parts. And here's the large packing case.
Well, if the parts are in the envelopes, what's in the packing case?
The instructions.
Hey, Curly, you don't know how to put a television set together.
Who don't? That's a cinch. Mechanical things come easy to me. All you need for a job like this is some mechanical ability, a screwdriver, and some brains.
I'm not worried about the mechanical ability and the screwdriver, but the rest of it's going to be uphill all the way.
That's so. Listen, Elliot, let me ask you something. Who fixed the refrigerator when it was broken, huh? In fact, I rewired the entire kitchen, and it turned out real good.
Yeah, but you got the only refrigerator I ever saw that eats tomatoes.
It does not.
It does, too. And not only that, the stove spits out the seeds. And how about that electric toaster you fixed?
It just has a little too much power, that's all. The toast flies out a little faster than the average toaster. But it doesn't bother us at all now that we're eating breakfast behind a net. Come on, pick up some of that stuff, Elliot, and let's get home and start putting this TV set together.
Yeah. I wonder what Alice is doing.
She better be singing.
Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't take it serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you slave, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. Keep repeating, it's the berries. The strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loan. So how can you lose what you never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries. So live and laugh at it all.
Slave, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, 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 go.
Keep repeating, it's the berries. The strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loan. So how can you lose what you've never owned?
Life is just a bowl of cherries. So live and laugh at it all.
Fellas, you're messing up my whole house. The place looks like a machine shop.
Okay, Alice, okay. The place is a little messy, but don't forget, after we're through, we'll have a brand new television set. We got it half finished already. Now, let's see. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a second.
Hey, look at this. I wonder why this dial don't catch. It just keeps spinning around. Hey, Elliot.
Yeah, Curly, what do you want?
Did you put that lock washer on the other side of this bolt like I told you?
I couldn't find a lock washer, so I used two sticky lifesavers.
Oh, good, good. Alice, will you read that next instruction there?
Uh-huh. Once you have connected the negative filaments to the positive terminals, test for isotronic refraction. Well?
We hurry, Curly. We can get into the palladium before the prices change.
Look, Elliot, wait a minute now. Look, we're ready to put this rivet in the corner of the frame. Now, give me a hand, will you?
I can't, Curly. I'm holding this other corner. I can't let go.
Well, Alice, then you're going to have to help.
All right.
Now, look, I'll hold the rivet, and you take the hammer there and give it a tap. Mm-hmm. Now, remember, this is a delicate mechanism, so just give it a real light tap.
What happened, honey?
Just what I've always wanted, one big thumb.
Let me see. Hey, that's a pretty bad thumb, ain't it? But don't you worry about it. I know where you can get a bowling ball with a handle on it.
Oh, wow. Well, it's a good thing we're almost finished. Hey, look here. We got some tubes left over. Oh. Yeah, that'll work out all right. We can always poke holes in them and use them for salt shakers.
Hey, Phil, that screen looks kind of lopsided. Are you sure that when you read the instructions, you got the whole...
I'm home. I brought the groceries. Hello, Miss Faye. Well, Orville and Wilbur. What are the Wright brothers up to now?
Oh, hi, Julius. Hey, now look. What do you think of it?
If that's a Jaguar you're building, it's got one too many wheels.
Look, kid, will you leave me alone? This is a television set.
Well, it's lopsided.
It is not lopsided. The house slants.
He's right. The floor used to be straight till Curly installed the garbage disposal, and nobody told me he was supposed to connect it to the sewer pipe.
So?
Julius, those used vitamins have no place to go. Every time he turns it on, it pushes the house up another 3 inches.
And this is the Einstein who's putting the television set together with his own stubby little fingers? Why don't you call in an expert?
Like who?
Like my cousin, Giuseppe Abruzzo. Now, there's a guy that knows all about electronics and that stuff. You should see where he lives. He's got an electric eye in every room of the house. Of course, for modesty's sake, the one near the bathtub has a patch on it.
Very funny, very funny. Why don't you go back to the store and count the broken cookies?
Yeah. Make a joke out of everything. Here you are trying to put a television set together yourself rather than calling my cousin Giuseppe and pay him $10.
Now, Julius...
Don't change the subject! You're taking the food out of my cousin Giuseppe's mouth. How about those poor kids of his? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You got gold in your teeth. They can't even get meat in theirs.
Now, wait just one minute.
Don't
I ain't got...
try to crawl out of it. You New Orleans wetback. Not only are you starving Giuseppe's kids, what about that cat? That poor little pussy cat is so undernourished, he can't stand up unless they put him between bookends. Not only that, the poor cat is defenseless. The mice keep dragging him down to the basement.
Look, I'm sorry for your cousin and for the whole family, but... they keep dragging him down in the basement. Julius, I'm not to blame. I...
Ooh, the irony of it. My cousin has a fortune just beyond his reach, but he can't get it because he hasn't got the few dollars to finance his invention.
Your uncle has an invention?
Yeah, it's dehydrated champagne. Just imagine, he can dehydrate 1 million gallons into 1 little capsule.
Gee, that sounds terrific. How's it work?
You put the capsule in a glass, add some water, then you run outside and drink it as it comes out the window.
Julius. Julius, lad. Come here.
Huh? What do you want?
Just a little closer.
Hey, look out! Let go of me! Hey, let me out of here!
I'm glad that packing case has got a Yale lock on it. You'll never get out of there. Hey, what'll we do with it?
Stamp Shanghai on the top of it and call the American Express.
What are you wise guys or something? You didn't figure on that loose board in the back, did you?
Elliot, I'm going to tell you something. That kid's got me to the point.
Curly, Curly, just forget it. We got work to do. Come on, let's get this set together.
Okay.
Yes, that does it. Now she's all finished, huh? Oh, what a pretty looking thing it is. Now we'll see whether I know enough to put a television set together myself or not. Now, Alice.
Yes, Phil?
You sit here in front of the screen. Elliot and I'll stand in the back, and we'll make a few minor adjustments until the picture's perfect, huh?
Okay.
All right. Turn the set on.
Okay.
Hold it. What's happening, Alice?
Well, I don't know. There's something wrong with the picture, honey. It looks like a pool cue in a rainstorm.
Let me see that. Alice, that's Mr. Peepers taking a shower. Now, wait a minute. I'll turn some more of these knobs. And look, you keep telling me what happens.
Uh-huh. Oh, you did something just right then, Phil. The picture is clear, but gee whiz, everything is backwards.
Backwards? What do you mean?
Well, Frank Parker is standing on his head, and the teapot is making Arthur Godfrey.
Wait a minute, Curly. I'll pull the lever that turns the aerial around. What'd that do?
Ooh, that's a big improvement. Now we got 2 pictures at once.
What is it?
Now Sid Caesar's in the shower with Mr. Peepers. Ooh, and Imogene Coca's handing him the soap.
You know, Phil, this is the oddest looking television set I ever saw. Are you sure you got it together right?
Don't worry about a thing, honey. Now, don't worry. I know what's the matter. The set needs grounding. Now, I'll just take this wire and this wire over here.
Wait a minute, Curly. I wouldn't touch them 2 wires.
Oh, really, Marconi?
Yeah. You see, if you've got a hold of a positive electrode and you juxtapose a counter-interfrequency, it could very easily manifest a cyclitic metamorphosis, causing a regrettable catastrophic consequence.
What does that mean?
Don't do it unless Alice looks good in black.
Now, wait a minute. Don't tell me nothing about electricity. I've been through the Los Angeles power plant. I've watched them assemble dynamos, and I've owned and operated an electric train for 15 years. And not once did the light in the caboose go out. Now, I'm going to ground this set. Like I said, I'm going to take this wire here, and then you reach over and take this other wire like... Hey! Pull out the cord! Pull out the cord! Ow.
Oh, Phil, are you all right?
Yes, I'm all right, but it melted my watch fob.
Nello? Yeah, okay. All right.
Who was that?
Boulder Dam. They want to know what you're doing. No, Curly, it was the wrong number. Hey, look, I don't think you're ever going to get this television
set
working.
Look, why don't you stop? Why don't you stop with that? Have I ever failed to do something that I started out to do?
Yes.
What?
How about the time you fixed the vacuum cleaner? I don't know what you did to it, but the suction was 10 times too strong.
It didn't hurt nothing.
It didn't? It took us 3 hours to get the carpets out of the dust bag. And we never did find your mother.
Look, honey, this time I know what I'm doing. Now, look at that beauty. I've got it 90% finished. Mm,
boy, that's a monster, ain't it? That's the biggest television set I've ever seen.
Certainly. This is a super console model. Now, all I have to do is to put this steel panel on the back, and it'll be finished. Elliot, you hold that side of the panel, and I'll rivet it into place.
Okay.
Hey, Alice. Alice.
Yes, honey?
Come on in, honey. We're all ready for the premiere of the first television show of the new set.
Oh, wonderful.
There. Now, I'll just turn the dial to channel 4. There, that's it.
Say, Phil, the picture's awfully dark.
Well, it just needs adjusting. I'll tune it in a little better. Now, then it's better. You see, it's a close-up of a man. You see his eyes and his nose, his mouth? Hey, look, it's Captain Video.
Captain Video, my foot, it's me!
You tell Elliot inside the cabinet!
Oh, my goodness! Hey, don't worry, pal. I'll get a crowbar and get you out of there.
No, no. Don't bother about it, Curly.
What?
I said don't bother about getting me out. This suits me fine.
Are you serious?
I've never been more serious in my life. Hey, Imogene, hand me the soap.
Ooh. Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. You can preserve your favorite memories for a day or forever with a new RCA push-button tape recorder. You can use it as a family album to capture on tape all the happy moments that will be doubly precious years from now. The fun of birthday parties, the voices of your youngsters as they are today. And you'll discover that RCA's new tape recorder is the best family album you can own. It's a wonderful investment, too. It has dozens of practical uses. You can use it to practice speeches, to make a complete record of important meetings. And the RCA tape recorder is so easy to use, anyone can do it. Just push a button to record, push another button to play back the tape. Ask your dealer to demonstrate the low-cost RCA push-button tape recorder tomorrow.
Hi, this is Phil again. You see, folks, the mistake I made was not to have ordered an RCA Victor television set in the first place. Because believe me, when it arrives at your home, it's all ready to go. And I think it's the best set that money can buy. But I'll know better next time. I want to say hello to all of my friends in Phoenix, Arizona, the Thunderbirds, and all of those nice people that I had the pleasure of being with last week. I also went out to the Veterans Hospital and spent the afternoon, and thanks, fellas, for having me out there. And remember, any time you want a number from Alice and I on our program, just drop me a line at NBC Hollywood, and it's done.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Included in this program transcribed were Frank Nelson and Julie Bennett. The part of Julius was played by Walter Tetley. This has been an NBC Radio Network presentation. There's music to satisfy every mood in 4 exciting new RCA Victor albums. In RCA Victor's I Believe album, Perry Como sings songs of all faiths. In May I Sing to You, Eddie Fisher sings songs that made the stars famous. The Ames Brothers' new album has 8 timeless favorites. And in that Bad Eartha album, Eartha Kitt sings in her best Come Hither manner. Listen to these 4 wonderful new RCA Victor albums now.
Now hear Merrill Muller and the news on the NBC Radio Network.